from the Triple M studios.
Oh, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Back after a long weekend in our part of the world, Marty. Of course, Labor Day.
Labor Day.
It was yesterday. So, yeah, short four-day week for us.
I love a four-day week. I don't know why we aren't all doing them.
I
just don't understand five-day weeks.
A lot of people are doing them now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And if you throw a work from homer in there,
yeah, totally.
You know, you'd have to look over my shoulder if you allowed me to work from home.
It is a bit hard in our job.
You can't really do
It's a bit difficult in our job. But I get, like, if you have to deliver 40 hours of productivity a week,
oh my God,
would prefer to do four longer days than 5 8-hours.
So would I.
5 days of 8 hours.
Also, fudge the numbers a little.
Yeah.
Totally. Round up.
You know, you and I, we're mates in the office. I say to you, let's get the forum meeting room and we'll say it's a 3 o'clock meeting.
Sure.
Then we just walk straight past the forum down to the car and get out and on the source.
Yeah, but okay.
Yeah, that's an example.
That's a meeting.
Yeah. That's amore.
That's amore.
What about, Marty, if you had to work three, say, 13-hour days?
No.
Oh, God, gross.
And have 4 days off.
I can't work.
Yeah.
I look at that office and I am incapable of being part of it. I'm not wired that way.
Yeah.
No.
I don't understand. When I go out to go to the toilet at like 7:30, 8 o'clock and there are people there, I'm thinking, please tell me you're not here at 5 or 6 o'clock this evening.
They wouldn't be, I don't think.
Because
even someone I know has changed their entire week, so they're doing, they work overtime on like a Monday, Tuesday and a Thursday, and then they get a half day on a Wednesday, and you could just... More people should be flexible like that.
Flexible work. You know? It is the future.
It is.
I'd rather roll the dice and buy my own income.
Like
Subway,
post office.
We were in a post office the other day and it was...
pretty dire.
What was
There's
dire
some
about
interesting,
it?
Some interesting stuff.
Yeah, they got fun things.
And this was a particularly interesting post office.
Yeah.
Even though I somehow was talking the woman through what we were purchasing.
Oh.
Yeah,
she's like, now how does this work? I'm like...
We're a bit afraid of her first. Then she was quite nice.
Yeah.
I mean, where else can you get licorice, toilet paper and stamps in one place?
Can you buy toilet paper at the post office?
They have everything. I mean, they'd have most things.
Yeah.
There's one on the corner of my street that's a terrible post office.
Oh, what about the dude that used to run one out near me that would play flight simulator?
Oh, yeah.
And then when you wanted something, you'd be like,
pause.
What do you want?
A customer.
This one's got like a layer of dust about that thick on all of its things. Mm. I'm like, I don't want to buy that.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to buy that from you.
But before this bloke got bought out by some people who have set up a good general store, he was one of those guys that would have like one loaf of bread, six cans of Coke in his giant fridges. I'm like, he knows this business.
Oh, yeah.
He knows how many cans of Coke are going to sell, so he's bought six.
Yeah.
Inventory. How is he making money out of that, though?
Well, he would have been hemorrhaging coin.
Oh, my God.
But in fairness to him, he did everything. Yeah. He'd deliver all the parcels and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's how he's making the money.
Yeah. It's all on buddy hoping someone rolls in to pay a bill. But interrupting flight simulator, I feel bad. I'm like, no, you land it.
Land I'll come round.
Mate, that's Hong Kong. Get it down.
Difficult airport to land in.
Absolutely. Right, just put it on the tarmac and then I'll pay my origin bill.
You got a few souls on board. I don't want to.
Yeah. Soul. What do you got there, William?
From Joe, lookalike, you've been spotted in an onsen.
In an onsen.
Oh, in Japan.
This is in Notsawa.
That's a pretty good one.
I love Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's an interesting addition I've never seen.
What?
Around a dartboard, a little Perspex protecting semicircle so that if it shoots off sideways, it doesn't hit anyone.
Well, I have played on one of them, and I believe that can be some sort of camera or sensor system that can tell you what your score is.
Oh, how wonderful. That's classic Japan, isn't it?
Classic Japan.
And I like to say Japan that way.
That
to be very clear.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
not sure if that is one, but I've played on
a similar
thing.
We need them at Darts Day.
They love a drink in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good beer.
God, they love a drink.
Asahi Sapporo. Mm. Congratulations to our friend Michael Hunter, Mike Hunter, as we like to call him.
Mm-hmm.
He sent through this image. He got engaged over the weekend.
Oh,
he's a regular messenger of the page. He says, decided to do a thing.
Oh,
he looks like Beezy.
He looks exactly like Beezy.
Doesn't he?
Was Beezy.
Yeah.
and yeah. the ring and the hand placement is well, all, it's, you know, when you're going to upload yeah. on the socials.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm. She's had her nails done.
She's had her yeah. nails she done. Knew. God love her.
She got
congratulations.
Them.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, yeah. exciting time. Young to be getting married.
I reckon they'd be late 23? 20s, early 30s.
Oh, I would have thought early 20s.
I would have thought she's early 20s.
Mm. Yeah.
Mick Mack sent this through. He has spotted something interesting on Tinder. Mm. It looks like Matthew's pole has appeared.
Oh, no. What's happened here?
Matthew's pole's got a lot of time on its hands now.
He's looking for a date now yeah. that Matthew's less. Gone.
He's looking for long term but open to short.
I think
plus.
Matthew's pole has lied about his height.
Yeah, 5'9".
Matthew's
yeah.
pole is shorter than me. I mean, yeah.
Well, that's 173 centimetres, so that might be a very intricate gag there in itself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is Mick Mack. Very funny.
It could be.
That's
knowing
good.
Mick Mack, it's probably
good?
True. He also sent through this because, of course, the Princess Kate photoshopping scandal has been big.
Hilarious. Loz on the little girl's head. Matthew with his lollipop. That actually looks like Matthew.
It does.
If you told me that was Matthew, I'd believe you. Yeah. That's the sort of gear he'd get around in.
He's got a jumper like that, similar.
Yeah.
He would never wear a jumper like that. Are you kidding?
Oh, he would. He's a terrible dresser.
Remember he came in a couple of weeks ago looking like a clown.
That was Ernie.
Oh yeah.
He's a terrible dresser.
Matthew's not a terrible dresser.
Oh, he is.
Matthew always looks very formal.
He's a very smart dresser.
Yeah. No, the hardest working things in any room at any time are the buttons on Matthew's shirt. He's always one size down, which leads me to believe that no one loves him enough to say you need to go a size up because you look ridiculous, Porky Pig.
He'll be listening to this. He'll be listening to this on his holiday.
It's so much less funny when he's not in the room.
I know.
Not for me, it's not, because I know how much more it'll hurt when he does hear it. Pogger.
Pardon?
Pogger.
Oh.
Poo jogger?
From Josh.
Matthew
up.
Probably is a poo jogger, actually,
he,
now
he
that
doesn't
I think.
Jog?
You think he's jogging?
He's jogged
he's
once.
A poo scooterer. He's a pooter.
Anthony Pooter Pig.
Do you know, in the amount of years that I have known Matthew, he has been for one jog.
Mm.
And my God.
The carry-on.
My God, the next two weeks, I can barely walk.
No,
like,
no.
He was like so, do you remember?
No, I don't. You remember things like this.
Matthew is listening to this in Singapore. We hope you're having a lovely holiday.
No, he's not. He's having his slings up.
I hope he wore compression socks on the plane because his calves are humongous. And if they explode up in the air, it'd be worse than snakes on a plane.
I have so many admin questions for Matthew while he's gone, including what do I do with my jury summons that I've been sent?
Take it to legal.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Take it to legal.
I don't think you've tried to get out of it. You're not going to be able to get out of it.
I think I'm going to struggle to get out of this. I think in 3 Tuesdays' time, I'm going to have to leave early.
Yeah, you will.
No,
yeah.
I think you ring and you leave a voice message.
You could be sick on the day.
Yeah.
And you Helen Keller it.
No.
It's actually an interesting experience to go through. I've done it before.
I would love to go to
jury. I'm pretty curious.
Yeah.
And there's some interesting cases
in
Melbourne.
They are. And it's a short day.
Yeah.
It's a short day.
But we'll never see you again if you put
up
one
of those. What if it ends up being some sort of trial that goes for 5 weeks?
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
But you only go at like, you're not going there from 6 a.m.
No, you're not. It's about 10. Yeah.
So you could come here. Do the show.
Yeah.
Off you pop. Have a big day.
10 till 2. 10 till 2, 10 till 3.
It's
it finishes about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And I say I get $40 a day, which is
nice. Yeah, I
know.
40 bucks a day?
And then
my employer is required to
pay me. The difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a government thing, so.
Yeah. My cousin was on a 2-month case.
That's too long.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you juggle your life around 8 weeks in a courtroom?
It's your civil duty.
No, it's not. I'd pretend to be
dead.
Simple. Just a bit.
No. We don't like to do that.
No, but I would. I'd be like.
But he's already tried to get out
examples.
Of it. He's already
don't
told them. He's already told them the reason why he can't do it, and they're like, nah, too bad.
But you could say things like.
No. Josh,
good.
Catching up on the potty on the way to the gong for a sneaky weekend escape with the miso.
Nice.
And that's her on the right, by the way, says Josh. No, we assumed, mate. This
not
is
taking her own pillow.
Under the hat.
It's not the Yakubra. But look, he's got YouTube. Hi, YouTube.
Hi, YouTube.
He's got the YouTube on a tablet.
Now,
adults taking their own pillow on a train, discuss?
No, they're taking it away on holidays. I like it. What's her name again?
Miso. That's all he said.
The soup.
She looks like a mix between my friend Dylan and myself.
Okay.
And I'm not even kidding.
Hmm.
Do you see it?
I just don't understand.
She's halfway between you and a man?
Yes.
It's a big commitment to take a pillow that size.
It's a compliment.
Isn't it?
Is Dylan really hot?
Because what do you do when you get to Wollongong?
I know.
You're gonna lug that around?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, yes, I get it. I understand you have a favourite pillow, but...
I mean, we've all got favourite pillows, but I don't feel like I have to take it to Wollongong.
A lot of people do that.
Imagine if you turned up for the comedians at the airport, you got a pillow.
Could you imagine?
Can you putting it in the locker?
If I turned up and Moon and Pang and Mick saw me carrying
that
my own
ridiculous.
Pillow...
You should do it.
I would. That would be the end of me.
Just for a laugh.
I would hear about that until I die.
Mick will ask for one water at a Chinese restaurant.
And we still, every time I walk on stage, you say, grab a water, Mickey. I mean, we'll do that joke with him until he dies. Imagine turning up with a pillow.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Can it looks you kind like you're of see what camp. I mean? That looks like me and my friend Dylan combined there.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Dylan-esque hair that she's rocking.
Dylan's got excellent hair.
Yeah. Roz got in touch. Just a random thought. Is Matt really leaving or is he going into the jungle?
Oh, jeez. He would last 5 seconds in the jungle. Can you imagine?
It'd be compelling viewing. I would love it.
He would.
He'd be in there drizzling everything.
What is that?
Well, at least this is one of his little,
Take oil with
him. That might be his thing.
The one thing he takes is his punchy oil.
Yeah, he loves his oil. The one thing you're allowed to take is his punchy oil.
His comfort item.
This for drizzling, guys.
Corey got in touch. He just wanted the poo urinal, so I sent that through.
Who wants that? Who's requesting that photo?
It's so bad.
A lot of people. Oh, this is good. A lot of people sent this through, so it must have gone viral on one of the social media platforms. Mm. But it's a private plate. Mm. I'll read it out to you. I'm also sending it through because it's hard. Mm. It's from WA 370 HSSV. Is anyone picking up any vibes? There's a clue I can provide. If you're struggling.
Hang on.
370HSSV.
A clue, please.
The clue that a few people sent through, Alan says, hint, Mr. Squiggle.
Asshole!
It's asshole. Upside down.
It's upside down.
Oh, that's very good.
Isn't that a play?
Oh, I love
that's
that.
That's
great.
Got an upside
down
asshole.
It's like boobs on a calculator.
It is. Mm. It's much like boobs on a calculator.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. I love it.
Yeah, that's really
good.
It's good.
I don't love it, but yeah.
I love
good.
It.
Nah, it's good. Nah. Jeff, hi, Wilbo Baggins. I have a what flew in your window.
Oh,
we
yeah.
used to travel from Wodonga to Wagga to play rugby union. Mm. How far is that?
It's a fair old drive.
Yeah. 300K would it be? 200K?
Mm. Yeah, something like that.
On the return journey, we would stop at The Rock for some hydration. I don't know what The Rock is. The bus driver would not stop after that, so bottles were used to relieve ourselves.
Ooh.
One of the guys had to vomit, so stuck his head out the window to let it go. Another guy grabbed a full bottle of warm wee and tipped it out one of the windows, a few windows up from the vomiter, then blew it into his face, so it ended up getting in his mouth. He had a nice mix of vomit and wee.
Oh. Strangest wee in your mouth after you've had a spew.
Oh, God.
It's only an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Why can't the bus driver stop?
I know. Stop the bus.
You got kids vomiting and weeing out your window.
You got kids pissing in bottles and pouring them out the window. Just pull over. Let them have a piss.
5 minutes.
Yeah, just go, hey, guys, in 10 minutes I'm going to pull into the rest stop. If anyone's thinking they need to do a wee, we'll do it then.
We'll just have a quick bathroom pit stop here.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's not hard.
Anyone needs to
but it's also
a
you're hardly driving to Sydney.
Yeah,
it's an hour and 36
you're not
minutes.
Some long haul guy that's trying to get to Bunyip. you're going Wodonga Wagga.
Oh.
Let the kids have a piss.
Heaps of Matthew content. We had Corey that sent this through. He was watching the F1s in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
How's old mate telling us he has gone off to Singapore when really he's darted to Saudi?
Yeah.
And he's trying out Marty's burka trick to get close to his love child, Charles Leclerc. And then there's someone in a burka in the Ferrari team. Corey's suggesting.
He said burger, and I was like.
No, it's Matthew in a burka to sneak himself into Ferrari.
That's Corey's suggestion.
Not mine. I don't do any of that gear.
No, no.
Matthew,
I wear that gear in women's change rooms.
Hello, ladies.
No.
I can't believe. Is everyone having a good workout? Excuse me.
What else you got, William?
Oh, there was something funny here.
The body wash is lovely.
Marshall. Marshall sent through heaps over the weekend, but this one caught my interest. I just watched the YouTube potty for the first time.
Oh, yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
Yep. Of course, we are on YouTube.
Yes, we are.
Hi, YouTube. Yeah.
Hi, hello, YouTube.
Hey, YouTube.
I'm guessing the pretty mother effer in the background is the Greek. And I'm not sure if he's referring to Chris O or Nick.
Oh.
I think Nick is more prominent in the
videos. Yeah, because you're up a bit higher.
He's more well lit.
Yeah.
How many staff will he pot by the Christmas party?
Oh.
I'm not gay, but I would, says Marshall. So you've got fans.
Oh, well,
Nick.
What's going on?
So bad.
We're suggesting he's going to cut a sway through sales.
Yes.
He's one of the thought so. He's a good rougher. Boy, Nick.
Yeah.
One of the Joe Bros that he went to see on
he
Friday.
He loves the Joe Bros.
It was the best show of his life.
Best show he's ever seen.
Yeah.
Favorite band.
Not his favorite band.
No, I reckon they are.
Are they his favorite band?
Yeah. Joe Bros.
He said yes.
Mm.
North Man, though.
Yeah.
So I forgive him the Joe Bro stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know, Jay was asking me the other day if we'd be interested in going to the footy together, whatever. And I said, yeah, because, you know, now, honestly, Carlton North, we outweigh everyone else in this team. Tegan's Carlton with me.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Christian's Carlton with me. And you two are North Melbourne.
Mm.
We're amazing.
Mm. Mm. What's DC?
He's
Lions.
Brisbane.
Brisbane. Oh, and Troy's right. Technically
yeah.
Lions.
Technically Lions,
so
yeah.
Actually, there's three Lions.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so you were really badly wrong.
Oh, jeez. It's been really hard.
People are noticing that I'm becoming the Matthew.
But you were just wrong.
For that game, North v Carlton, I was like, absolutely, that's for us.
Yeah, that's for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It'd be a good fun day out.
A great fun day out.
I wonder what the time slot is.
It'll be Sunday 4:40.
it's Friday.
All right. Oh, it's Good Friday. Oh,
because we were trying to build some momentum around North v Footscray for the Good Friday draw.
Yeah, and then I think North might have played even like St Kilda or something. There's been a few roll through. North's the only constant.
Mm.
But I think Carlton's the one.
Yeah, I think
had
so.
A good crowd to it last year.
Mm.
Hopefully you can...
A couple of weeks away.
Yeah, North's had some bad losses on that day.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, all right, mate.
Josh Bruce kicked 10 against you one year.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember? Tom Green has been given...
Tom Green?
Yeah.
The
Drew Barrymore,
the Giants midfielder.
Oh, I thought you were about the comedian.
Drew Barrymore.
You mean Seth Green?
No, Tom Green.
No, Tom Green. You know the fingers guy.
Yeah,
sausage fingers.
Freddie got fingered.
Oh, yes. That's,
I saw him live once.
He's a strange
he's
man.
He's very
in
odd.
Years.
Yeah,
that's meant to be an awful film. Freddie got fingered.
It's
iconically awful.
Yeah,
isn't it considered like one of the worst?
No. He's also in Charlie's Angels. Mm-hmm.
Tom Green, the Giants midfielder, Matt got in touch and said, morning long song. I think I have another addition to the Bung Eye Bandit gang.
Oh, yeah.
And this screenshot is unfortunate. I'm not sure if he is full-time Bung.
No, I reckon he is.
Yeah, there's something
I reckon he's full-time
there.
Bung.
That full-time Bung.
Full-time Bung.
He's got to be full-time Bung.
Shot there. He's,
oh, dear.
His eyes are either side of his head.
They're leaving.
I'll never judge a Bung Eye person, but.
Yeah, he's Bung. He also looks a bit like Adam Hills.
Does a little
bit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A younger version.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
Most people are younger than Adam now.
Yeah.
He's over the hill. Yeah.
Adam would be like 40s.
He'd have to
maybe
be in
50.
His 50s, wouldn't
yeah.
he?
Surely.
Early 50s.
Early 50s, he would be.
Mm. International POV from Molly. We love our international POVs as always. Molly's watching us on a TV screen. She says, this is from Copenhagen.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice couch.
That's nice.
That's very Danish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Airbnb.
Very white.
Mm.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
How lovely.
It's the colour in the apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, that was you and your speed dealing class.
Was that last Friday in your Uncle Rico?
Yeah.
Thanks to Uncle Rico.
You're wearing your Uncle Rico today.
Yeah,
nice.
David Attenborough.
Yeah, good.
Ricky also sent through a great international pod. This is him listening to the podcast from Ella. In Sri Lanka, Troy. Oh. Do you know Ella?
I don't know Ella. No. I've not heard of LA.
And a beautiful balcony.
Oh, wow.
He says, thought I'd share this.
Looks beautiful.
The view from my room sucks, reckons Ricky.
Yeah.
That is stunning, isn't it?
That's amazing.
It's even better when the sun is setting. Bonus pick of something I found at Singapore Airport, because I'm sure Matt found himself well acquainted with this establishment.
Yeah.
Mm. A lot of Matt references.
Yeah.
And it's, I think we've spoken about it before, but it's a restaurant called Heavenly Wang that you can find at
Wang. Yeah. Matthew would have loved that.
Surely I've been Matthew to went... Heavenly Wang.
Yeah. Nom, 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 nom.
It was a busy stopover.
Heavenly Wang. And I'll have some noodles, please.
Heavenly Wang. They've surely done that on purpose. That's surely meant to be comical.
It's a chain around Asia. Where... It's a heavenly chain. Heavenly Wang chain.
Like human centipedes.
Yes.
Justin Holman as well. Happy Tuesday, you friggin' legends. Must say, how many straight dudes cracked a fat after Ryan Gosling's performance at the Oscars?
Oh.
Fair enough, as Marty has said, actors are basically assholes, but can Ryan get a redemption from Swamp Ass himself?
Yeah.
Have you seen Gosling's performance?
I've seen bits of it.
Jeez, it was good.
You've seen Kenner?
He's very good. I've seen Kenner. He was very good.
Yeah. It's outstanding.
I'm off the Oscars.
You are. God, I hate Ariana Grande.
It's.
Yeah, she was weird when she gave out
the Oscar. It's elite white people patting each other on the back.
Yeah.
And it was everywhere yesterday, too, like trying to, you know, reading through stuff that we need.
I know, but it was just everywhere.
I know.
You just couldn't escape it.
I thought it was a really good Oscars.
It's a business.
I'm still going to watch. I haven't watched it yet. I'm watching it today.
Yeah. There were some good bits, a good spread of awards. It was a really good movie year.
Mm. It was a good movie year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've got to see more of those movies.
Because
as I was looking through them, I was like, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
I really only saw Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon.
I haven't seen either of those.
I can't believe you haven't seen Barbie.
I know.
Yeah.
Whereas, ironically, I've seen Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Things is great. Poor Things did very well yesterday.
I would like to see that.
Emma Stone, winning Best Actress.
Mm. It's a big nod for her.
Yeah.
Mm. Her second. She's won before. It's her second.
Mm. Yeah. L.A.?
La La.
Saw Dune 2 the other day.
Yeah. You've seen it. Marty, you haven't seen it.
You must see Dune 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's rare that I rave.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing Dune 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I really want to see it.
Yeah.
I've got to recall what happened in the first one, but I will.
Yeah. 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 Good movie chat, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Would you like to see, Zach has been watching some European cricket, and we are going to attempt to speak to our man. Vinny Sandu.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Who is
sometime this week we'll chat with Vinny.
Yep. And Zach was just watching some European cricket and thought we would enjoy this clip. It's not as comically bad as some of the ones we've
seen. Some of them are just astounding.
Over the journey. But Zach says this is a double bouncer no ball.
Oh my God.
That gets dispatched for six.
Yeah.
And then the very next delivery, this
not another
guy
one.
Wearing some speed dealers rolls in. It's a shoulder high no ball, but then gets dispatched for six. So he's gone for 14 runs off zero deliveries.
He's wearing sunglasses. Thinks he's bloody Zampa.
Well, maybe it was private.
We've lost Lauren and Trevor.
Yeah, all right,
that'll do.
That.
Let's go.
The full show's done.
Lost me. I'm checking my phone.
From Triple M, get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Here it is, the dumper. The dumper.
Dump.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Welcome to your Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Four-day week.
It feels good, doesn't it?
They just feel right.
Yeah.
They really do.
For everyone.
Yeah, totally.
Not just us.
Oh, gee, what a hot weekend.
Oh, my God. I went to Moomba on Saturday night. I nearly died.
Oh. How did you cope?
It was so hot. How's our timing, though?
Yeah.
When we were on the Ferris wheel, the fireworks went off. It was like I'd rung ahead and ordered it.
How beautiful.
The VIP spot. Just stop up here for me, mate, and let me watch the fireworks. Yeah. And I've never been hotter inside a Perspex tube in my life.
I couldn't imagine what that was like.
Oh, my God. I was leaking.
From places you didn't know.
All sorts of fluids. It was like I'd blown a radiator when I stood up in that thing.
I'm picturing condensation like the door of a sauna.
Mate, there was an old bloke who got off one or two cabins ahead of us. He couldn't even walk. Oh, they were helping him out.
That sounds like hell.
It does.
Well, and it was also, hurry up, mate, I want to get out. So I had to sort of shove past him and bumped him over a bit, but he's fine.
There was some bits of Moomba were cancelled yesterday.
Parade.
Yeah,
the parade
was cancelled. Pete Helly, yeah. Gets his shot at being the king of Moomba. And then what did they do? Just stand them around?
It's like a bit of a static display that I saw in the news last night. They're in somewhere doing something, but it wasn't the parade.
The parade is so early that it doesn't really... like.
When is it?
It's like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
It would have been fine.
And where does it go these days?
I'm not sure.
Where does the parade actually go?
I'm not your man.
No.
But cooler today, which is good. That cool change coming through later this morning.
I blame Emma Watkins.
They
should never have given a Sydney person the job as Queen of Moomba.
There's been Sydney people before.
Yeah, but not like her. Mm. She seems like trouble. I'd say she's trouble. A curse.
Okay. Emma Memma.
I finally said it.
Right.
I've always wanted
her to. Her fault.
It's our first show without Matthew today.
Yes.
So thank Christ he's gone.
He's missed shows before.
Yeah, I know he has.
The parade finishes near the Shrine of Remembrance and starts at Linlithgow Avenue, King's Domain.
Oh.
I don't know that.
Well, it's not much of a parade if it goes from the Domain to...
No.
To the Shrine.
Yeah.
The stop at the Botanical for a beer.
Top 6 at 6. Oh, yeah, good one. Excellent. Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Fans will be sent SMS warnings and threatened with $17,000 fines if they enter the track after this month's Melbourne Grand Prix amid a safety shakeup, which could be made permanent. Because they all flood the track to get up to the podium.
It was farcical last year. It was really dangerous.
They almost got hit.
Yeah, really dangerous.
So what are they going to do? How are you supposed to get up to the podium?
Isn't there a bridge?
I have not read the latest updates.
No.
For the upcoming
they've got to let them onto the track eventually, but maybe it's just a marshalling issue. Because they'll still want that look
of people.
They
need a lollipop lady.
Yeah, exactly. They'll still want that look of people in front of the podium.
It's great.
Of course. Otherwise, it's not a Grand Prix.
Yeah.
You obviously just can't go early.
Yeah.
Coming in at 2, Melbourne City Council pulled the pin on the iconic parade. After the city was forecast to reach 38 degrees yesterday, temperature stayed in the high 20s and low 30s in the morning, the parade scheduled time. And that decision is under scrutiny. Someone panicked.
Mm. Yeah, it got hot in the afternoon yesterday. Yeah. The morning wasn't too bad.
It's not like they cancelled the whole festival.
No, exactly.
It's just the parade.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Being proactive.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to risk Pete Hellyer either.
No.
You
know?
Of course.
If it does get too hot.
Yeah.
You don't want any problems with Pete going forward.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to lose a King of Moomba on the day.
Oh, my God.
Pete's got a festival show coming up.
That's a bad story.
That's a bad story.
Absolutely.
If Emma Wiggle dies.
She's not a Wiggle anymore.
Isn't she?
No.
She's just Emma Memma.
She's Emma Memma.
She went solo.
Emma Memma?
Yeah. Knee Wiggle.
Oh.
She went solo ages ago.
Passengers and crew on a flight from Sydney to Auckland were thrown into the roof of the plane.
Oh,
this is why you always got to have your belt on.
Always.
After a sudden loss of altitude, up to 50 people were injured due to the technical problem on the Chilean LATAM Airlines flight.
This is why you always have your belt on, Marty.
Yes, always.
At any time.
Always.
And I'm not flying Chilean LATAM.
I am in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, good luck.
Really? Yeah,
no, no, they'll be fine.
Very good airline.
They'll have fixed whatever that was.
You hope there's a different plane.
Next time I see you, you're in a neck brace. No, they didn't fix it. And I didn't have my belt on. I was doing poo.
What a messy flight.
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine if you were the one guy in the toilet when it drops 50 feet? Oh, for God's sake!
What a mess.
What's happening? Covered in my own shit. Four, the Princess of Wales has admitted she was responsible for the manipulation of a family photo released to mark Mother's Day. This, the furor around this has just been ridiculous.
Extraordinary.
Like many amateur photographers, says the Princess of Wales, I do occasionally experiment with editing.
Yeah.
I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused.
How ridiculous.
Wasn't the young child's hand in the wrong spot or something?
It looked like her sleeve wasn't properly around
her wrist.
There
were lots of little errors. She didn't have a wedding ring on. But there were also like leaves on the tree that shouldn't have been there.
It's the wrong season. This isn't a recent photograph. And it's like, well, who cares?
Yeah.
Right.
Surprised her PR team would let her.
Well, I think she
out.
Just does it herself.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need to get someone in.
Yeah. But also,
it's a team of people.
You know, they're spending enough money.
Yeah.
Let's get one more person in and make sure that these things don't happen.
Offensively bad or that she was making the kids skinnier. You know what I mean? It's just a little bit here and there. Like, who cares? Yeah.
But it's continuing this conversation about where has she been, what's been going on.
Yeah. That's right. She hasn't been seen since Christmas time, I think.
She's been unwell.
Healing. Yeah. And just let the woman heal.
She's just doing some Photoshop in the meantime.
Imagine if I was doing If I was doing Photoshopping, it'd be a disaster.
Yeah. I'd love to see
Jamie
that,
Jury would end up in the shop.
Go.
Coming in at 5, Ryan Gosling, the Gosler, has been approached by a major record label after being inundated with offers to launch his music career due to the success of I'm Just Ken in Barbie and his incredible performance at the Oscars. I'm just Ken, anywhere
else I'd be. Well, about 15 seconds, mate.
Oh, no.
Go.
From this Wednesday, March 13, McDonald's customers who purchase a medium or large fries will have the chance to instantly win prizes, ranging from travel to online retail gift cards and free menu items.
Yeah.
Top six at six.
5 seconds. Stand by two. It's all just a little bit of
history. On this day.
March the 12th today, Marty.
Yes. Number one song in Australia in 1988.
Lucky.
Kylie.
This was her first hit, I think.
This was still the Stock Ake Waterman days.
Yeah, that's right.
They did Locomotion with her. They did this one. And who was the bloke they used to work with? The red-headed bloke. Rick Astley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
88. And then she had a hit last year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a
She's
career.
A freak. And she looks Huge amazing. Career.
She looks incredible. She performed with Madonna over the weekend.
Did she?
Did you see that? Yeah,
I
at Madonna's
that.
Show.
Oh. Oh, yeah. What did they perform? It was a real throwback.
Yeah.
I've never seen her in the flesh.
Neither have I.
Haven't you really?
No.
I've seen Danny.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, years
tiny
ago.
By all reports.
Yeah, she's very, very short. But, geez, what a voice. Great performer.
1894, Coca-Cola is sold in bottles for the first time in Mississippi. 1894.
I never was sold in before that.
Was it sold at all before?
No. Because bottles were first. They
Surely,
were the OG,
yeah.
weren't they?
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe you just...
Or... Maybe we're putting the emphasis on the bottles when it should be in a candy store.
Oh, I see.
You know? Like
I left
maybe...
that bit out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see. Right, okay.
Anyway, we'll never know.
Maybe we will.
Hey, well, no, we'll never know. No.
Fact check, Loza?
Exactly.
There you go. We'll find out at the end of the show.
1913, the foundation stone of the Australian Capital Territory in Canberra is laid.
Peter Harvey, Canberra.
Oh, Valet to Peter, too.
Peter, lovely man. Yeah. 1965, Woolly Bully, a single released by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Here it is.
Do you remember this?
I don't remember this.
I only know this song from the Rev ad. I'm sure it was in a Rev ad.
This is the song they play on the rush hour when Billy tells a bad joke.
All right.
That's how I know.
When does Bill tell a bad joke?
Well, he gets... Rabs either plays this or they play... What's that? Sam Dan from
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
1980, a jury finds John Wayne Gacy guilty of murdering 33 people in Chicago.
Is that what that clown horn was for? You?
I'm not quite sure.
Mischievous.
That is completely mischievous.
We've reduced 33 lives to the sound of a clown horn.
It slipped through that one.
Did it just. I heard you rehearsing it.
We chatted
times.
About this in about 5
And then before again, giggling again.
Like you didn't know you were about to hit clown horn.
I know.
VFX.
slipped through that.
Surprised to find that we used it here anyway.
Okay.
What, too soon?
Come on. Oh.
1987, Les Mis opens in Broadway. Hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men. Goes for 4,000 performances.
It's my favourite.
Oh, yeah. It's my favourite musical.
You performed this at our barbecue last year.
Yes.
Several members on the deck. This. And it's a great musical.
So rousing.
2012, The Hunger Games, starring Jennifer Lawson, premieres in LA.
Lawson.
Who did I say?
Lawson.
Who did I say? Are you okay?
John, leave me alone. I'm not going under the house.
I don't think he's died.
I'm not going down there, John. You got the wrong guy. Liza Minnelli's...
Liza Minnelli, she's turned 78.
Only 78?
Yeah, her face is 100%.
Happy birthday.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Time to get jiggy with it. Because the heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
The Flemington Racing Spectacular continues with TAB Australian Cup Day. It happens Saturday, March 30. Tickets at Ticketmaster. The Easter long weekend.
Good prize.
Yeah, great prize. Reserve table for you and five of your mates. With drinks on arrival as well, mate.
Oh,
perfect.
Stunning.
Yeah. The big finale to the Flemington Racing Spectacular. Mm. It's going to be an Easter egg hunt there over that weekend as well.
Stay in town at Easter.
Yeah.
Easter is a nightmare.
Stay off the roads. You've made that mistake before.
Oh, I've made that mistake. Yeah. You only make that mistake once.
Yeah.
Phillip Island for Easter. Never again.
Yeah.
The TAB Australia Cup. Yeah. Australian Cup.
Mm.
No,
Maccabi Diva's won that before.
Ooh. It'll be a great day at Flemington. Daniel's in Kilor East. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, Marty. How are you, buddy?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, we saw you in Geelong a few weeks ago. My missus described you as a loose unit.
Oh, well, I'll take that as a compliment, Daniel.
She's
correct. Yeah, that was fantastic. Oh,
I spent a bit of time in Lammies down there, Daniel.
I'm sure you did, mate.
Yeah.
Fun night. Michael's in Pakenham. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Martin. How are you?
I'm wonderful, mate. How are you?
Excellent.
How was your long weekend? Anything exciting?
Oh, not really, mate. It was a bit hot. Just took the dogs to the beach.
Yeah.
God, it was hot. Jeez, it was hot.
So hot.
God. Yeah, she was hot down in Rye.
Is it any wonder numbers were down at Moona? You couldn't go.
There was no breeze. At all. God. There was just no air.
Yeah. It was the hottest run of March days in 80 years, I think, since 1942 or 1944.
Jesus.
It's unbelievable.
You bring a weather stat to the table.
Yeah. I love a weather stat.
Very good. Thank you.
Daniel versus Michael. Here we go, gents. Tell me what these three things have in common. Your names, your buzzer, best of three, first to two, curveball. Sent in by Jimmy on the Instagram.
I think it might be a debut.
Good on you, Jimmy. Yes. Ow. question one. Here we go. Mufasa, Kibosh, Darth Vader.
Ooh.
No idea.
Gone.
It says here that they were all voiced by James Early Jones.
Yeah, his brother.
I think you mean James Earl Jones. Good question. Tough curveball to start the week.
That's just a switch on, Daniel and Michael.
Yeah, next.
Here we go. Question two. Name is your buzzer. Gus Fring, Saul Goodman, Walter.
Michael.
Yes, Michael.
Characters out of Breaking Bad.
Yes. Michael's on the board.
Strong.
Like he Michael could win it here. Daniel needs it. Take it to a tie break. Question three. Centre, power forward, point guard.
Michael. Basketball position.
Michael. Daniel, would you like to come back for another try tomorrow?
That's all right, guys. I won't be around in the morning, but thanks anyway.
What's on the back page?
And it's time for the sporting news now. The wide world of Will. What's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. The opening round experiment is completed for 2024. It rightfully had its detractors in the footy states, including Melbourne and Victoria.
Yeah.
There was a flatness, I feel, around the town.
It didn't seem like there was much footy on.
A buzz about footy being back.
But still flat in my house.
All four, with the Carlton win, of course, all four were categorised as sellouts by their respective clubs in the lead-up. So
good.
The fourth highest home crowds in history for both the Giants and the Suns. So for the Queensland and New South Wales clubs, it was a win.
Yeah.
Three out of four of them got wins on the weekend.
Mm.
And Brisbane capitalised on a Broncos-free weekend up there in Queensland. So
Got done by a point.
But Laura Kane, the Executive General Manager of Football Operations, says it is likely to return next year on Fox Footy. So we'll see.
Laura would know.
She says, we'll look at it, we'll review it as we do everything. But I loved it. So I don't know. I feel like Victorians...
Imagine if she said she hated it.
Yeah.
Vale Laura.
Yeah.
Chris Scott also made a good point on Fox Footy, saying that the fixture is now, of course, compromised. We have eight teams that are going to have two byes in the 2024 season, while the rest will only have one. So there's constant compromisation of the fixture.
Because they can't help themselves. They have to do something.
Mm. Yeah.
They just tweak around the edges all the time.
Yeah. We have the coaches' votes, so we can wrap up the round and say that Isaac Heaney and Brodie Grundy were both awarded nine coaches' votes apiece out of a maximum 10. Harry Mackay, of course, kicked the winner against Brisbane late in that Carlton game, and he was awarded 10 coaches' votes for his three-goal performance. Matt Rau, more than 20 clearances for the second time in AFL history.
Jeez.
So the young son finally delivering some of those performances we expected from the number one draft pick. Very impressive performance for the Suns. Jesse Hogan and Callum Brown with seven votes apiece for the Giants' win against the reigning premiers Collingwood. Interesting weekend of footy.
Suns' year.
Could be the Suns' year. Could be the dawn.
The dawn.
Yes.
The dawn of a new age at cocktails and dreams.
Exactly right. Cricket news. Now, I know you watched every ball of that test
yesterday. I loved that test. Brilliant. I loved the New Zealanders feeling like they were up and about. And then to take it away from them.
Yep, a 2-0 series whitewash in the end. We retain the Trans-Tasman Trophy for the 13th consecutive series. We have not lost in New Zealand since 1993, and we have not lost to the Kiwis since 2011. So it's now becoming quite a narrative.
Mm.
And it was such a good win. Australia's highest successful run chase against the Kiwis of all time. 279 we chased down.
Okay.
And Alex Carey, a career-defining batting performance and keeping performance from Alex Carey.
Hey, he took 10 in it.
Yeah.
The only bloke that's ever taken more is Jack Russell.
10 catches, player of the match performance, and 98 not out. He came in at 5 for 80 with Mitch Marsh. We looked in trouble.
Mate, we were in trouble. I texted you one word, trouble.
You did. And it was off the back of scores. His last four scores were 2, 10, 3 and 14 in the lead-up, Alex Carey. And then he hits 98 not out.
Needed to see a few.
The second highest test wicketkeeper score in a successful run chase of all time, our mate Gilly, of course.
Of course.
149 not out back in 1999.
That was in Hobart, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Well done. Against Pakistan. So we move into second place now on the World Test Championship table, overtaking New Zealand. India on top. And now we have an 8-month Red Bull hiatus before the Indians come here summer.
And then we're waiting now for India to come here for summer.
Yeah, long time without Red Bull cricket.
That's
for
terrible.
Australia. We've got a T20 World Cup in June, which I know you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
If you want more cricket, though, the Sheffield Shield. Victoria
That's
taking
on, now.
On Western Australia. Today is day 2 at Junction Oval. Get on down. Because a spot in the final is on the line.
You
Victoria
saying there's
must
rain
win.
Expected today?
Tomorrow.
Showers and 20 tomorrow, yeah.
Mm,
hopefully they hold off. So
should we go?
I'd love to go to Junction Oval.
My next sort.
Oh, maybe not today.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Scott Boland, 4 for 41, knocked over WA for 244.
4 for 41.
We are 1 for 7 at stumps, so hopefully we can put up a big score. It's must win for Victoria to take on Tasmania in the final, potentially.
Well done, William.
There you go. That is the back page.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ.
Back after a long weekend, let's give away some money to Charlie in Lilydale. Marty.
Hello, Charlie. How are you going?
Marty, how you going,
Chad? I'm wonderful, mate. How was your long weekend, Charlie?
Fantastic, buddy. Took the jet ski out. Nothing could be better, mate.
Nice. Jet ski, excellent. They look like so much fun, Charlie.
Oh, they sure are, mate. No, you got to get one. You know, the kids love it, so yeah.
I went on 1 year ago.
Yeah. You stay on?
What was the name of that Daydream Island?
Oh, yeah.
I used to do them off the beach at Daydream Island.
Yeah.
And I went on one there. But I was a bit nervous, Charlie, because I think it was around the time where things are in the water up there.
Sharky around there now.
Yeah, that's happened to me, Marty. Bit of a story, but I won't go into it.
Yeah, okay. All right. You're right.
We don't have time.
Good tease, though, for the next time you're on the show.
Yeah. When we ask what was in the water.
Yeah, what happened on the jet ski.
The bull shark, mate.
Now you're just leaking us the story one word at a time. What happened, Charlie?
we all went up with the family and I had my nephew on the back and, I was going to be fast and there's a few ways, mate, and he hit the back of my head. We bloody fell off and, we then got $12 and there's bull sharks in there. I said, oh, crap.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. And you were bleeding, no doubt, from the back of the bonds.
Well, he was bleeding, actually, because he hit the back of my head,
That happened to me and my brother in the surf once when we tried to catch a wave on a Lilo. And of course, it did what Lilos do and folded in half, and his teeth just went into the back of my skull. I was like, we didn't quite think that one through, did we, bro? all right, Charlie, who's your favourite band of all time?
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with Thirsty Man because, look, I've got so many, man, so...
Thirsty Man! Thirsty
Man!
Take me back to...
Good times!
The fuzz
it is! No one's ever said Thirsty Merc, and I doubt they will again, Charlie.
I know. Wrong choice, eh?
I'm going to hand you over to Troy Ellis, 2017 Hall of Famer for services to the art. ladies and gentlemen, Troy Ellis!
Thank you, Marty. All right, Charlie, are you ready for song one here?
Yes, go for it.
10 seconds on the clock. We need title and artist. Here it is.
David Bowie. Best.
What?
Best
Dance.
Yes, we got there at the end. But it was just after the buzzer.
After the buzzer.
Oh, Charlie, you only got 10 seconds.
Nice try, Charlie.
Damn it.
Damn.
Max on motion.
No!
What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone! And the double!
Oh,
Max Gordon gets him nowhere! Barrels him in a tackle!
Number 11, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Max Gordon.
Here he is, Marty. Max Gordon.
Good morning. Good morning.
Lovely to see you, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Sydney Swans by 22. Yeah, in Sydney, now you won't say this, but I know you weren't well on the day because everyone's given the Brody Grundy the points, and I said you'd thump him. So, you know,
there must be an excuse.
No one wins here.
Egg on your face, Marty.
Egg on my face. Thank you, Max. but I know you were unwell going into that game, and it looked greasy.
Wet.
You know, not a bit sloppy.
Yeah, not a great. Conditions to be a little bit under the weather, but I'm surprised it was 22 points, to be honest. I thought they ran completely on top of us in the second half, and to hold on by 22, we probably could have been in front at half time. Back to 2 goals 8, I think we were. Ed Langdon kicked one on the half time buzzer to get us down by 7, but yeah, no, Sydney were good. Their pressure was high.
They're always a big pressure team, aren't they?
Yeah, and like, we struggled in the conditions, but I would say they didn't. So you can't blame the conditions when one team doesn't seem to be bothered by them.
They've had an enormous amount of humidity over their summer as well.
Yeah,
they would have trained all through those conditions.
Someone said that it's been more humid in Sydney than Darwin this summer.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm happy to go on record for that.
Yeah, no, it's good call. I mean, Troy's normally our weather guy, but you have a go.
Do you think the first week of March is too early to be playing that north? I remember we played in Brisbane last year at round 2, the game I sucked.
Oh, that's right. Well, you did your knee. Yeah. You didn't actually do it.
That was incredibly humid and hot as well. So I think it's only a couple of weeks early. It's a massive home ground advantage for the teams that are there. But yeah, look, we ran into a really good team on the weekend.
Geez, I don't want to rub it in now that you're sitting opposite me, but 9-2 in the clearances.
In terms of me v him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max was sick, Marty.
I know, but you beat him. You beat him in the hit outs, 39-31.
That's good. No, Brody was really good.
Yeah.
I've been on record a few times saying he's a pretty good player. So mm-hmm. that's always
something about him.
You don't like him.
When he puts his glasses on and thinks he's a doctor, I'm like, shut up, Brody.
He needs glasses.
I mean, you can't say any of that.
Yeah. And he had a blue bottle sting too.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was under the weather as well.
Yeah. Righty-o, will you? I'm doing all my Harry Potter gear. He looks a bit like Harry Potter. There's something about him.
There's a vibe.
Scholarly sort of, I don't know.
You should get to know, he's actually an incredible guy.
Mm. Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to put some shit on him. No.
I can organise a little catch up.
Yeah, I'd love to have a beer with him. But I just thought we were going to have some fun, you and I, and really go hard at it.
Sorry.
Clayton Oliver.
He played well, didn't he?
29 disposals, 6 clearances. You've got to be happy with that. For a guy who's had an up and down preseason.
Was not sure you actually told me you weren't watching, but if you were watching.
I watched the second half.
He was floating in and out of the middle as well, so he's still. Still got some room to grow, which is exciting.
But it looked like the Clayton we recognised, which was good.
Yeah, still had red hair. No, he looked
pale skin.
He looked good. And he'll only be better for the run. So I'm excited for what he can do.
That's just talent, isn't it? 29 disposals after that kind of disrupted preseason and end of last year. That's just a bloke running around getting the footy.
I'd love to see what I'd be able to do after not doing a preseason and one VFL game. It wouldn't be 29 disposals.
Opening round, Laura Kane, head of footy operations. She's quoted as saying, if you asked anyone today, they'd probably say yes, all the 8 clubs that participate, everyone up there, she said. Is it a good thing? What do you think, Max?
If you asked all 8 clubs, they'd say they loved it.
We didn't love it because we lost, but the only thing that is weird is not every team's played.
Mm.
If there's a way they can bring the game to the northern states and have more teams playing, I get there's only 4 northern state teams, but I really liked the aspect of it.
Mm.
I thought it was pretty cool. 40,000 at the game we were at.
There was a buzz in Sydney.
There was.
The Swans walked through all the way from their facilities to the ground.
Certainly walking around town, there was a lot more people, especially football supporters that normally are in Sydney, normally can walk around Sydney and be incognito. It was a little bit harder this time around. But no, I watched the games as well. I watched Brisbane Carlton.
Mm.
I watched Gold Coast Richmond, funny enough. But I didn't manage to get the Giants Collingwood. That was a bit too much footy.
Too much footy. Enough's enough.
A little bit too much.
Mason Cox has been delivered a please explain Max from the AFL for finding himself in the warm-up colliding with a Giants assistant coach Shane Mumford. It did look like Mumford moved his body as well.
Like
two blokes who'd known each other for a while.
This is harsh, the commentary on Mason here.
Mm.
This has been waiting to happen for a while. If you do watch the midfield warm-up, which I'm sure a lot of people do, it's a great part of the game. it's very scattered. Like, one team gets a minute, the other team gets a minute. Who knows who goes first? If one team was late through the banner, did they miss their minute?
But what's the minute for, anyway, for you to jump up, have a tap and see if someone can get it?
To do 4 centre bounces, see how high the umpires are bouncing it. The same as a forward kicking a goal, we're sort of warming up our centre bounce.
Yeah.
I've had multiple times where our ruck coach or our midfield coach says, oh, no, that's time for them. I'm just going to go stand in the middle and tell them to hurry up.
Nice.
So, like, it's a real big game of power moves.
Mm.
I've never seen someone actually go into the contact part of it.
I never even knew this was a thing.
Yeah. I think they're both, like, obviously Shane's gone in there and tried to hurry Mason up and say it's our turn, which it probably was.
Mm.
And then Mason just wanted one more bounce.
Mm.
I think they both should have. Shane shouldn't have gone in, but then Mason, once Shane was in, shouldn't have done what he did, if that makes sense.
Mason's apologised, and he said, in hindsight, I should have stopped my run-up rather than completing the final drill.
Yeah.
It seems very Storm in a teacuppy.
Oh, it really is, but that's this time of year.
Yeah, and we've never seen it before. So
no, it's a new one.
Yeah.
And Shane Mumford is as cheeky as he ever was.
I'm surprised Shane didn't do anything at the time.
Yeah.
I just thought...
like, sit him on his ass.
Well, his little midfielders were sort of laughing at him. And Shane, I don't know Shane that well, but it just presumes he's someone that wouldn't like that. And I thought he might have gone at Mason, but...
I like the description of his little midfielders too.
It makes me
feel like they're Oompa Loompas. Yeah. Little chocolate factory guys. Harry Mackay, Williams' mate. is the newest of a growing trend of tall forwards spending significant time in the main ruck.
Yep.
What are you thinking about that?
You're still doing the podcast?
Yeah, we recorded yesterday. He was up and about.
Was he?
Yeah.
Where can I get that?
Oh, on the Listener app, of course.
Yeah. Only on the Listener app.
Yeah. Okay. And Harry's good on it?
Harry was excellent. He was very happy yesterday.
Which one of them simple? Because one of them's quite simple.
He almost gave you an answer, didn't he?
Yeah.
I was like, slow down, William.
There was a bad take about him kicking the goal. Was it from Kane? It most likely was from Kane.
I must have missed it. What was the take?
That we're celebrating the $1 million player kicking a goal. He should kick the goal.
Please.
No, I really enjoyed Harry's game. He rucked a little bit in the JLT game that I played against him.
Yeah.
And anyone who's 200 centimetres who's got a bit of ticker like he does can play in the ruck. So,
yeah. But we're seeing it more like Joe Danaher was most of last year, was that second ruck role. Is it an easier ruck battle, or can those tall guys, the really good ones, negate it?
I mean, they bring different strengths. I was on the bench when Mackay came in the Carlton game, and he took our young ruck straight to the 4-9 and took a mark on him. So they bring different strengths that rucks maybe not have, but... Then if you come up against a Jackson Darcy, who are two very, very strong rucks, then Mackay could be in trouble there.
Yeah.
What about the class action the Cracker Brothers have bought? Are you across this?
I haven't actually. I've seen AFL racism scandal, but I haven't clicked
I only heard about this yesterday afternoon, and they're going back to their days in, I suppose, the AFL, 80s,
yeah.
And they're talking about some of the legends of the game being racist throughout their careers, and they've named names, which I won't bother to go into now because I don't know enough about it. But it does seem an interesting one if the AFL's having those kind of class actions taken out against them.
Definitely. And I think I saw a quote saying any sort of allegations will take us serious, and they're also apologising for anything from that era. I think they're owning up to that era wasn't great from the AFL.
Mm.
But yeah, I haven't clicked on the article. The only cracker I know is Andrew. I was still inside mum and dad
For the other crackers
in the 80s. So,
what do you mean inside your mum and dad? That's an interesting turn of phrase.
I was going to run it inside mum, but I probably wasn't. I was probably still in dad.
You were still in dad. Yeah. And don't ever run with inside mum.
That's right. Yeah.
Lovely to see you, Max.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
BuzzFeed has asked the question, do you remember a terrible thing your teacher said to you or a classmate that still haunts you to this day?
Yeah.
And then the responses started rolling in. On my second day of school ever, the boy sitting in front of me stuck his tongue out at the teacher and she smacked him hard across his face.
Oh, wow.
I'm in my late 60s now, but I remember like it was yesterday.
Of course
you would. Just crack. Those days are over.
That's awful.
Not slapping kids in the face anymore.
No, not at all.
Not unless you get them on their own and then belt into them.
Nope.
What?
Nah.
Doesn't happen anymore. Does at some barbecues. Not my barbecues, it doesn't. When I was a 9-year-old girl in fourth grade, I had to read something out loud at my desk. After I finished, my male teacher said, "Your voice is so sexy," to the whole class.
Oh.
I put my head on the desk and started crying. 9-year-old.
No, I'm not going to say.
You got a real sexy voice, kid.
That's like when I was in year 8.
Jesus.
What? What happened?
And I was a gymnast, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And during sexual education, they were talking about, you know, hymen.
Oh.
And she pointed me out and was like, "Well, Lauren's will have already broken because she's a gymnast."
Oh, my God. Said that in class in front of everyone.
In class.
Oh, that's
well,
awful.
In fairness, she was probably right.
But not because of gymnastics. No,
slow down, mate.
We are talking horrible teachers. If you did have a horrible teacher, 1-3-5-3.
Oh, God.
Just stop talking, bud. I'll do all that stuff. You've told your story. Sarah's in Sunbury. Good morning, Sarah. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Sarah, do you remember something that the teachers did?
Yeah, so I had a horrible principal.
Yeah.
I went to one of the Catholic schools in Sunbury, I won't name it.
Sure.
And I was chased down the driveway by the principal, who was also a father at this particular school because I wasn't wearing my blazer on a 30-plus degree day.
Yes.
Sarah, that used to happen to us. They'd chase us for blazers and not wearing our hats, which you didn't have to wear them in school.
But chase you and then what happens when they get to you?
Put it on or they give you a little detention slip.
Oh. Yeah, detention. It was 30-something degrees on the way ridiculous. Home from school.
Chasing sounds a bit ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's short up.
Don't you just make a note of the kid and pull him in the next day?
Yeah, he could be bothered doing the chasing.
Sarah to the front office, please. Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. You didn't have your blazer on yesterday, mate. I saw you leaving the school without it.
Yeah, that seems like enough.
34 degrees. I mean,
that's much easier.
Who's running?
Yeah, I know it's hot, Sarah, but school is... Yeah.
I mean, if you, this is just ridiculous.
Did you compliment her sexy voice or something?
Did you have a horrible teacher?
Put your blazer on. You look sexy when you talk.
Eva is in Templestowe. Hello, Eva.
Good morning, gorgeous people. How are you?
Wonderful, Eva. How are you?
Good. I was in high school and I was running down the corridor and my teacher yelled out, "Stop running, chopstick legs!" And I'm of Asian origin and I would be mortified if my child got yelled at like that today.
Stop running chopstick legs.
Yes.
That is horrendous.
I mean, I've said it to Troy, but only as a joke.
We're talking horrible teachers this morning.
BuzzFeed put the question to its followers and everyone started piling in on things that still haunt them from when they were kids. In 1972, when I was 10 years old, my teacher told me, "We're going to be pairing up to do book reports. You two can pair up because you're the only black kids in class."
Oh wow.
Imagine if you said that today.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus. In 1984, one of my high school teachers told me to go get married and pregnant because that's all you're good for.
Gee whiz.
Wow. Extraordinary.
Tough parent teaching.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
There's some horrible ones on Instagram. Like a lot of ones where the teacher has cracked heads together and like physical stuff like that.
Yeah, those days are over, but there was a bit of physical stuff.
Sim says, "I had a teacher in grade two that caught my friend sucking her thumb, so she gave her a dummy and made her sit in class sucking on the dummy all day."
Wow, what an awful person.
Demeaning. Peter says, "I was 6'4 and 105 kegs at 14 years old. Hot day in the gym during PE class, and the teacher told me I sweated so much because I was so fat."
Ah, well, then there's Peter probably something in that.
Peter reckons he grabbed the teacher and lifted him up by his shirt collar.
Okay, well, that's,
And Nicole says, "My teacher told a girl in front of the whole class, she was just 14 at the time, she needs to learn to blend her makeup because she looks ridiculous."
Well, she's said that actually helping.
That's straight feedback. I don't mind any of those, actually. I don't have a problem with it.
What's on the back page? Ba-ba-ba. Time for your sporting news right now. The Wide World of Will. What's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. The opening round has been run and done for 2024, but we might see it next year. We might see it next year. The Saturday Rub team on Triple M were discussing it and saying if there was one game in Melbourne, maybe just one game, so that we could feed the Victorian football appetite.
Well, it just felt like there was no footy on.
Yeah, and then no Sunday footy. Just felt a bit disjointed.
It did. Because I kept looking for footy and not finding it.
Yeah, I'm sure the four clubs up in New South Wales and Queensland were very happy, all listed as sellouts. There are a few no-shows.
Mm.
They weren't exactly the fullest crowds of all time, but I think up there it was a good result. Laura Kane, the Executive General Manager of Football Operations, said that it is likely to return, and we're going to look at it, we're going to review it, but I loved it.
Okay, well, thank you, Laura, for telling us what you reckon.
Well, it's pretty important what you reckon.
Well, no one asked.
Mason Cox, as we just spoke to Max Gorn about, has been forced to apologise for a pre-match interference with the Giants' warm-up. Very stormy.
This is what happens when there are no football games in Melbourne.
Yep.
We talk about two blokes brushing each other in the centre square before kickoff.
And this is going back to Saturday. How about we just drop it? We'll move on to the cricket.
All right.
Because that is a current story and it's very exciting. So a brilliant win for Australia in Christchurch. Australia's highest successful run chase against the Kiwis. 279 runs we ran down.
It was massive.
A career-defining batting performance from Alex Carey, who has been given player of the match as well with his 10 catches with the gloves.
Unbelievable.
98 not out. He came in at 5 for 80 with Mitch Marsh, and he himself scored a very impressive 80 from 102 balls.
Oh, Mitch just got on with it.
And then a very unlucky LBW decision that was umpire's call, just clipped the leg stump.
I hate that.
I hate
that rule so much.
Yep.
But having said that, it clipped the stump.
Yeah, rules are rules.
And Marsh dropped on the first ball of the day on 20-odd.
Yeah. They really could have wrapped it up, the Kiwis. They'd be very disappointed. They have not beaten us at home since 93 and have not beaten us at all since 2011.
I hope they all had a beer. Yeah. I feel like we'd have a beer with New Zealand.
They seem like good blokes, the Black Caps.
I mean, the English, you wouldn't bother.
Well, they didn't bother.
Well, no. Well, why would you? Yeah. What a pack of brown-toothed animals.
So, Pat Cummins once again found himself batting at the death in a run chase. He's incredible when the pressure's on with the bat. 32 not out from our skipper. And I think summarising the Australia's team-first attitude, Cummins said this post-match when Carey was left stranded on 98 not out.
I asked Alex about it. He said it was quite heavy for you to smash the winning ones through the cover. You know, you left them 98 not out, but I think you were pretty keen to get it over and done with, weren't you?
Yeah, any way possible. I had no idea he was on 98, so that would have been embarrassing if he was celebrating and I wasn't looking.
No idea he was on 98.
Yeah, that fair enough. I mean, Paddy looks like such an organised cricketer, doesn't he? In everything that he does.
Yeah.
He never looks unkempt.
Nah, never he's frazzled.
Never frazzled.
His hair looks great.
He's stunning.
Yep. Yep. He's a very good man to be leading the side. So he now is. It's an 8-month Red Bull hiatus before our home series against India, which will be a belter.
Well, the Indians just beat the English.
Yes, and they are the two top-ranked teams on the World Test Championship table now, Australia and India, after we overtook New Zealand following that win. So well done to them. And Sheffield Shield, Victoria versus WA at Junction Oval for a spot in the Sheffield Shield final should the Vics win.
Get down there if you've got nothing on.
Absolutely. And thank you to Peter Hanscom. Shout out to him who is listening. And he offered anyone from our team if we wanted to pop
it's
down.
It's lovely, Peter, but we've all got stuff on, mate. I've got to have a nap.
Today's not great. We're going to try and get down there. I think Lauren and I will go down there tomorrow.
It would be my first ever cricket match attended.
Is that right?
Yes.
What, even when you dated the Greek?
Yes.
You never went and watched him play cricket? What a terrible girlfriend.
But congratulations to Peter Hanscom. It's his 100th Shield match, this one.
Well done,
Peter.
He comes
in at number 5 today. Victoria 1-7 at stumps, trying to build a lead on top of WA's 244.
Long season.
Come
for those
on,
blokes.
The Vics.
Come there on.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ.
Marty, $10,000 on the line every time we play Spin It, DJ.
I'd like to give this away.
Reckon. Mac in Diamond Creek is with us.
Hello, Mac.
Ah, g'day, legends. How are we doing?
Wonderful, Mac. How are you, mate?
We're doing bloody well.
How was the long weekend, Mac?
Worked, mate.
Did you? No, that sucks. Do you at least get penalty rates?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good incentive.
I get penalty rates.
Yeah,
mate.
I get penalty rates, mate. Then it's okay. Who's your favourite band of all time, Mac?
Locally, definitely The Living End. Mm, and then internationally, it's Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh. Stone Temple Pilots? Well, we've never had that.
We play a bit of them.
Yeah, we do. They're part of the Triple M family.
Part of the playlist.
Happily part of the family.
Yeah, easily.
What do you do for a living, Mac?
I work for Triple Zero.
Triple Zero.
On the phones?
Yeah.
Nice. Very important.
On the phones, Triple Zero.
Well, maybe he works in the offices behind the scenes.
He could be on the email.
Yeah.
No. Not that wrong. He could be an admin. Yes. He could be riding to places.
No, there could be admin. Is there just admin roles where you're not on the phones? Mac?
Yeah, there is.
To whom am I concerned? I've broken my leg.
Yeah. I wonder if
you're
I could
too far off,
get
Mac's email address, please. A request for an ambulance.
Yeah. I think it was a fair enough question.
Well, no one agrees. Mac, waiting times, Andrew's government, Ambo's pay agreement, where are we at?
We're all doing our best, mate. We're all doing our best.
I don't know if you guys are.
Hey.
Thanks, mate.
I guess penalty rates.
It's penalty rates. All right, Mac, I'm going to hand you over to the king of steam greens, Bok Choy himself, 2017 Hall of Famer. Ladies and gentlemen, try it down.
Thank you, Marty. All right, Mac, you ready for song number one?
Oh, all right, mate. We're just coming off night shift, so we'll see how we go.
Okay. Yeah, come on, you'll be right, mate.
We need title and artist. 10 seconds on the clock. Here it comes. Listen out.
Well, that's going to be Bow River by Cold Chisel.
It sure is.
It certainly is, mate.
Yeah, we are away. Listen out to the rain. Wow, all right, okay.
Thought I'd spoken over the seconds of it. I was like, how are we getting out
we
of this?
We would have to do it again because that's your
thing. Like, how are we getting out of this?
All right, song two, we are ready for it now. Mac, are you ready for it? Okay, here it is.
Ow! Oh, good Lord.
No.
No, that's definitely got me stumped, mate. I think I'm down.
Oh, no, Mac!
This one. Been fresh off.
Yes, you knew it, Mac.
That's annoying.
We knew it.
No, I wouldn't have picked the start, but yeah, I know the song now.
It's just the pressure of the time, the buzzing clock.
That's the game, mate.
That's the game, mate.
Yeah.
But well done, Mac, and thank you for all of your hard work on the phones.
What are you
doing?
Thank
you for yours,
Loz. Like a PSA.
Mac and I are friends.
I don't know if you are. I reckon Mac can't wait to get away from you.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Higher trauma.
Yeah.
Did you blow a tyre?
Yeah.
Did a wheel fly off?
Yes.
What happened? Went wrong with the tyre?
133353 or get in touch through Insta at Marty Shergold Show. Things happen to trailers and cars.
I was doing 110 on the Hume and that part between Canberra and Melbourne that's 110 for a long time.
Yeah.
And a car in front of me, their tyre blew, like literally
blue.
Exploded.
It's frightening, isn't it? Jeez.
And he was doing it, like swerving everywhere.
Lose control easily.
Flashed before my eyes.
When you see trucks blow a tyre and see how much rubber they lay down, it's like, well, that tyre's just disintegrated.
Yeah.
Just rips apart.
And how? What do they do then? Do they just pull over and change that themselves?
I don't think.
How hard is it to change a truck tyre?
Yeah, I don't want to think
about
that.
If a truck is listening and it's happening,
let us know. 133353.
A Japan-bound United Airlines flight was forced to divert to LA when the plane lost a tyre after taking off in San Francisco last week.
Yeah, the wheel just fell off.
Do you know San Francisco?
He knows it's something else. It's a great city.
The falling landing gear damaged several cars in the parking lot of the international airport.
Look at that.
The forgotten victims.
Yeah, look at that car. Imagine if you left the kids in the car while you ducked in to get a can of creamy soda.
Creaming.
No, it's also creamy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I've got right back into creamy soda.
I love creamy soda.
I went away from it for 20 years.
It's one of my favourites.
And just over the last, I want to say 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What sparked that?
I had one. And I went, what have I been doing?
Are you a brown or a pink creamy soda?
I am not talking like that with you.
No, but that's the thing, because one, either the
brown
is...
You're asking him if he's a brown or a pink man?
Well, we know the answer to that. No.
Tire trauma.
I like brown creamy soda.
No, we're talking tire trauma.
I'll have one brown and two pink. We used to call it the Luger.
Would you have it at a bowling alley?
Do you want to have a chat to Rick in Box Hill?
Of course I do.
Hello, Rick.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Wonderful. Have you experienced some tyre trauma, Rick?
I have. A tyre came off the trailer of my boat trailer as we were doing 100 down the freeway.
Oh, no.
The tyre and wheel came off.
No way. And how long till you notice? Pretty quickly, I would have thought.
Pretty fast. It was nighttime, so the axle hit the road and there were sparks flying everywhere.
Oh, that's scary.
My kids were in the car behind us, so they saw the whole thing.
Yep.
Must have looked like a big pig video.
It was. I'm not sure what that is. But
an old industrial band that used to always rub angle grinders on stuff.
It would have looked just like that, absolutely. Yep. But then, anyway, we pulled over and the wheel was on the road still and a car hit the wheel.
Oh, no.
Blew out both of its tyres.
Oh, my God. This is a triple tyre trauma.
It was. The girl driving the car kept control and pulled over to the side of the road, and we made sure she was okay, and she was. But
amazing, because she was a woman driving, Rick?
No, Rick. Don't comment.
We are talking tyre trauma, Marty.
Yeah. Tyre trauma.
This wheel has fallen off an aircraft taking off in America.
A Boeing 777.
Yes.
It's left San Francisco and then the landing gear has just dropped off. It's designed to land without a problem when tyres are either missing or damaged. Can't imagine how you're landing without a problem.
No. It's required, but you can get down safely.
They would have extras.
Yeah, that plane's reason. Got about 18 other tyres.
Yeah, right. So you can afford to lose one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how about the car?
The car that it's
in the long-term just, car park.
That's a write-off. That is an absolute write-off. Imagine if you came back from Mexico and your car looked like that.
Look like a pancake.
What in hell?
I've had
barley belly for 3 weeks.
Got a sombrero on.
Sombrero, you're having a margarita out of a novelty cup. You're not driving, obviously.
No. Tire trauma, what happened? Paddy's in Langwarrin, Marty.
Hello, Paddy.
How are we?
Hi, Paddy.
Wonderful, Paddy.
How are we going? Good Paddy. To have you back.
Good on you, Paddy.
Hey, I've called heaps of times, as you know.
Yes.
And anyway, I was on EastLink one day with two panels on the back, 14-ton worth of concrete panels.
Oh.
And I got on at Greens Road.
Yep.
And as I was coming to Tomo Road, I did the right thing by this guy in a semi-trailer.
Yeah.
I let him in front of me. And his last tyre on his trailer burst off the back of his trailer, bounces in front of me windscreen, nearly takes me head off.
Oh, my God.
Missed me windscreen by about 500 centimetres, half a metre.
Yeah.
I swerved into the next lane. Right, thankfully, there was no car there.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even bother looking. I was that scared.
Yeah, you just went for it.
Oh, mate, I would have killed someone if I'd... had someone in that lane.
I know. Yeah,
how stupid.
I know. I'm hearing you, Paddy. Just for future reference, though, Paddy, 500 centimetres is 5 metres.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I'm just having a bit of fun, Paddy.
It was being picky, Paddy. Call any time.
It's a wall off.
5 metres is a fair miss. I mean, you wouldn't ring up if it was a 5 metre.
2.5 max score.
We know it. Sean in Mickleham. Hey, Sean.
How you going, guys? What's happening?
Sean, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. It's good to hear your voices again. Now, my mum has to be the most silliest person in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have been probably 12 or so. We were driving to her new workplace. She likes to do a test drive before, you know, she starts work.
Sure.
Well, we're coming back at night. And she goes, and then all of a sudden we see this tyre roll past us. And she goes, oh, look at this idiot. This idiot's lost their tyre. Next minute, our car went down. Sparks were going everywhere. And it was our tyre.
Oh, my God.
Mum. Mums. Am I right, guys?
Yes.
Mums.
We are talking tyre trauma.
What happened to Shannon?
Where did he go? Here he is. He's back. Take any calls and also your Instas. William, what have you got on Insta?
Thank you, Troy. We had DB who says, I'm a truckie. And usually, unless you have a decent size pneumatic jack, you need to call someone out.
Yeah.
So unless you've got
I heard you have to get cranes involved sometimes.
Cranes.
If it's a big truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy loads.
Mm.
And we had Sarah who says, I was on my P's and I had a blowout on the top of the Westgate.
What a nightmare.
The truck with the bumper thing on the front came and shunted me down to the bottom. Beyond embarrassing.
Oh, what? I reckon it was her fault. Are these extinction people still on Collins Street?
Yeah, they would
I think
be.
They are.
Yeah.
God, they're annoying me.
We need a live cam.
I don't know why it's annoying me so much.
I just don't think
it's the right way to go about it.
Of course it's not. No, it's not at all. It's just, and we'll get an update, actually. I think Alex has details in the news next.
I think we need to send the CFMEU boys in.
Think that'd fix it?
Why don't you go in there?
We get John Setka down there, boots and all.
You could get down there and sort it out. What would you say to them?
Well, there's old ladies at the front, so that's your first red flag. Not enough perfume in the world to cover the smell of that four across the front.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. We love
football. 24-minute fantastic footy. One of the great goals of the year.
What about it?
Here we go.
Backed up footy.
The fans are loving it.
Marty, this is exciting. We're giving one Richmond or one Carlton fan a double pass to Thursday's game of the MCG. Oh,
yes, I know, wow. But better than that, we're also giving them a night's accommodation at the Pullman Melbourne on the Park.
Yeah, just a stone's throw from the sports precinct. Pullman Melbourne on the Park is your go-to destination for sport and events accommodation. Check them out. It's a great prize. PullmanOnThePark.com.au.
Fun prize.
Yeah.
And we're doing it early in the week so you can get organised.
Yep.
Get your stuff together.
Pack an overnighter.
Yeah, if you need a babysitter, maybe.
Yeah, you'll need a babysitter, possibly. And then off you go to the footy, and then you just wander back up the hill to the Pullman, where, as I like to say, all your dreams can come true.
Correct. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Wonderful prize.
We have, we're looking for, obviously, a Richmond and a Carlton fan. Corey in Yarrambat with us first up here, mate.
Hello, Corey.
Yes, good morning.
Who are you, Carlton or Richmond?
I'm Carlton.
Nice. Good man. Good win over the Lions.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, didn't see it coming after the first quarter, but we got there.
Yeah, good man.
I heard it was Carlton's second biggest comeback of all time.
Don't believe that. We've had some...
No, I heard that too.
Everyone's saying it's true, but if you don't believe it, we'll go to the records. Fact check yourself, please.
Well, we do this all the time.
No, just fact check yourself. We don't need to get into a really in-depth conversation about it while I'm trying to move through the mechanics of a new game. Tegan's in Ringwood.
I am not Matthew. Whack, whack, whack. And I never will be, okay?
Hello, Tegan.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm assuming you're Richmond.
Yes, I am.
A little disappointed over the weekend?
I am. My kids were crying. So.
Oh, jeez. No. We don't want crying kids. No. Do the Tigers understand their responsibility to their supporter base?
That's right.
Yeah, the kids didn't appreciate the three flags as much as they should have.
Oh, well, look, they were born just in time for them all, so...
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, guys. Best of three...
Best of five, first of three.
Thank you, Troy.
Yeah.
Lauren threw me before when she started asking all those questions. Here we go.
I'll come over there.
Name as your buzzer, Corey versus Tegan. Question one. Which player kicked the first score for the 2024 AFL season?
It's tough.
It is.
It wasn't a goal.
It was in the first game, which was, of course, Sydney v Melbourne.
Corey. Charlie Cameron.
No. You want to have a tilt at it, Tegan?
Christian Petrarca.
No. It was our man, Max Gawn.
Melbourne.
Oh, nice.
Through Gawn, the captain, and it's a poster that denies him.
So not Max's first poster away, either.
It's a minor score. No. They lead.
Hopefully he's already at training.
No points on the board there.
Question two. Here we go, gang. Name is your buzzer, Corey Tegan. Which team warned their opposition to watch out for the sheep?
Corey.
Yes, Corey.
Collingwood.
No. Tegan.
GWS.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! With all the confidence of a lady in Ringwood. Well done, Tegan.
Thank you.
All right, Tegan.
Greater Western Sydney.
One of the board.
After old mate had a dig at him.
Yeah.
Mason Cox.
Bit of banter.
Why do we have to run around on the bloody exhibition grounds? Well, do what you told Mason and shut up. Question three. Is this for the win for Tegan? No.
No.
Well,
Corey can still get back into it. Stay out of it.
Tegan has said it's that.
Nah, here we go. Who is the commentator referring to here?
And how massive is this? We know he's had his goal-kicking issues.
Corey. Harry McKay.
Oh yeah, we got a tiebreaker.
Next
one each.
Next yes wins.
One
next
apiece.
Yes wins.
Okay.
Okay. Changed it on the run.
That's fine.
But that's how good I am,
that's
Troy.
Okay.
I said totally best fine. Of five, first of three, and I'm changing that.
Yeah, that's okay.
To best of three.
Whoever wins this one.
Is that okay with the T's and C's?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, got two thumbs up from Tegan and one really bent little finger. Jeez, I didn't need to see that. I've just had a bit of taste.
Tuck
that
it away,
was really hard to look at.
This is for the win.
That finger has to be fixed.
Oh.
So I can't look at that every day.
Don't
remember
it.
When Pendles came in with his bung finger?
Oh, it was nothing that was like that. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Tegan looks like she's put that finger under a tram.
Maybe Tegan needs to wear a glove.
Don't you what make a great her idea. Hide her finger, Troy.
You need to wear a glove like Morgan Freeman.
No. No.
All right, this is
I
for the win.
I want to see that finger every day out
this
and proud.
This is for the win. Great prize.
Which team reached 11 consecutive goals in the second quarter?
Tegan. Brisbane Lions?
No.
Corey?
Gold Coast.
Yes, Corey!
You're going to footy, Corey!
All right, B.
Good on you, Corey.
Well done, Corey.
That's nice from Tegan.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts. I'll give you the facts. Fact checked. And double checked. Oh, this is really, really facts.
What do you got, Loza?
I love that horn sound
a lot. So do I.
That needs to be a permanent.
Oh, I've got it here.
Yeah, good. Oh, God.
You're right.
I nearly choked on my own air.
Jesus. Crazy ways to stay on air. I know you're just trying to buy mic time.
Now?
No, I'm not happy with that one.
No.
I'm not happy with that one.
That was unfair.
What do you got, Loza?
You got my full support.
Yeah. We had a full planning meeting.
Yeah, we did. It's a summit.
God, it went forever between the two of you. Jesus.
Can I start?
Yes, please.
It's fabulous. Nine.
You can stop if you want.
This is one of my favourite ever fact checks. All right. I've got ready to
get into it.
What's that love? Kylie Minogue and Madonna performed over the weekend, which
I told you
about. Yes.
Yeah. I missed that.
For International Women's Day. They never performed live together until now. Kylie joined Madonna at her tour that's happening, which is called Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So they played Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Yes.
Can't get you out of my head. Boy, your love is all
not loving it.
Did they have a band?
I'm not sure. And then they also performed I Will Survive.
I
don't
think that's worse.
But I think power to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls.
Really?
Yes.
Sounds awful, the whole thing. I'm glad I wasn't there.
Well,
what else you got?
Weren't invited. The origin of Coca-Cola we spoke
about.
Yes.
1894, Coca-Cola is sold in bottles for the first time.
I thought it was sold in before that.
Was it sold at all before?
No. Maybe we're putting the emphasis on the bottles when it should be in a candy store. Wrong. No.
No.
In 1886, Dr. John Pemberton brought his perfected syrup to Jacob's Pharmacy in Atlanta, where the first glass of Coca-Cola was poured, serving about 9 drinks per a day in its first year. And it was kind of like a medicinal thing.
Okay.
And
then
after, into glasses.
Yeah. And then after it was sampled, it was pronounced excellent and placed on sale as a soda fountain drink for 5 cents a glass before it was then sold into bottles.
God. Yeah. 9 a day. Wow. We'll be selling 9 a second now.
I reckon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Will, during Backpage, you said this?
So yeah. There's constant compromisation of the drug.
Always.
Oh, yeah. Did I invent a word?
Yeah
you did.
Compromisation. I like it, though.
I like it. It sounds fine.
It sounds like a word. What's an alternative?
You just say that reached a compromise.
Yeah.
You don't need the Asian bit.
No.
There's been so much compromising of the draft.
It was compromised.
Yeah.
It was.
The draft has been so heavily compromised.
Yes.
But whatever. Today we gave away double pass to Thursday's real season opener at the MCG, plus one night's accommodation at the Pullman. Marty, you said this?
Wander back up the hill to the Pullman, where, as I like to say, all your dreams can come true.
Correct. Absolutely.
Their motto. Do you know what their actual
What's
motto
their
is?
Actual motto?
Our world is your playground.
Oh,
I've got to use that.
Isn't that beautiful?
Love that.
They've got a great rooftop bar there too.
Beautiful rooftop bar.
And it's a great prize. Position.
It's an excellent hotel.
Oh, is it one night or two?
One's
a bit tight. Yeah. Is that them or us?
That's no one.
Well, someone.
And Marty, finally.
Yeah.
You said this about the general manager of football at the AFL, Laura Kane.
Mm.
Laura Kane, the executive general manager of football operations, said that it is likely to return, and we're going to look at it, we're going to review it, but I loved it.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you, Laura, for telling us what you reckon.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty important what you reckon.
No one asked.
Someone did. Here we go.
Really?
Could it happen again next year?
I mean, if you asked anyone today, they'd probably say yes.
Yeah.
All the 8 clubs that participated, everyone up there. We'll look at it. We'll review it as we do everything, but I loved it.
Brownie asked her.
Brownie.
That sounded like Buckley.
Yeah. No. I don't know who it was.
Brownie.
But I've never heard more depressed people in one studio in my life.
No, you love on the couch.
Oh, I love on the couch. I didn't realise it was on the couch.
Talk about our friend.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here it is, the back end of the full show, Dub. You can get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Oh, well, I was thinking about this earlier this morning. Our guy who's running across the world and Australia at the moment.
Yep, Tim.
The one road between the air highway is blocked.
No.
By flooding.
Hang on.
Right now.
Have
so I wonder
day.
If that is going to impact him as he's
heading back. He might have already crossed that part.
He may have, but apparently there's a lot of rain, a lot of storms in the area overnight, and the road is blocked.
What's
between.
The road called again?
It's the air highway between Norseman. And I know that last week when you're talking about it, it was in that area. So I wonder if his travels
get
have
in
been
touch,
impacted.
Tim, and let us know how you're going.
Well, looking at his Strava, it looks like he hasn't run since March 9.
Right.
That's concerning.
Which is, three days ago. So maybe that's the reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no good.
I know. No passing.
Well, it's going to hurt his schedule.
Timing. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, can you run along the highway? Like beside it?
I don't know.
I think
well,
the whole thing
get out into the desert.
The whole thing's underwater.
Here we go. All right.
Sneakers.
18 hours ago, absolute carnage out on the roads over the last few days. I've lost all tech as my phone has hit the skids. That's why he's not uploading.
Right.
We've had over 170 millimetres of rain and there are car accidents and cars being bogged all over the place.
That's
unheard of weather.
17 centimetres of rain.
Wow.
Wowee.
His own vehicle. They got moved over for a wide load.
Mm.
I have run through floods in California, Chile and Germany. I don't want to add the bloody desert in Australia to that list.
No.
Wow. Well, there's no option. There's one road. That's
so
it.
Has he stopped? Is he having a break?
No, it looks like he's trucking.
God, he's
powering through it.
He's good. He's a machine.
He's incredible.
He's a machine.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
Marvelous.
Marvelous.
It's a word that's not said enough.
No, marvelous.
Marvelous.
Yeah. Marvelous stuff.
We received this because obviously Max Gorn was on our show today. I neglected to bring it up with him because I didn't see it in time. But the founder of Lululemon, of which Max is an ambassador.
Yeah. A proud ambassador.
I think he is the original founder, Chip Wilson. He stepped down in 2013 following some questionable statements.
Okay.
Including saying that the name of the company was because it was funny to watch Japanese people trying to say it.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate. That's a silly thing to say.
So I don't think we will bring it up with Max.
No.
Max has nothing to do
you
with
can't
that.
Comment on something like
2013? Jesus Christ. He's a Johnny come lately, Max.
Yeah. Come on.
Didn't know about any of that kid.
No. It was a lifetime ago.
Yeah. No, that's bad from Chip Wilson.
That's dumb from Chip.
Yeah.
That wasn't about Lululemon.
Oh, wasn't it?
No.
Well, let's get our story right before
it was a different brand called Homeless. Oh, no. It was Lululemon.
We just went around the world.
It's
okay, well, listen, he says the
okay, reason, I'm listening.
The reason the Japanese liked my former skateboard brand, Homeless, was because it had an L in it. But then later on he goes, so I thought next time I have a company, I'll make a name with three L's and see if I can get three times the money. I was playing with L's and I came up with Lululemon.
That's not as bad as the headline read.
No. Nah. Well, that never is as bad as the headline, is what we generally know in life.
Why would you
what else? What
he's
else?
Also the one who said, frankly, some women's bodies just actually don't work for wearing Lululemon pants. It's really about rubbing through the thighs.
That's bad, isn't it, mate?
No.
Well, I don't know.
And how
or is it fair?
Are you defending him?
You're defending Chip.
I'm reluctant to defend Chip, but I understand that if chafing between the thighs is an issue for the Lululemon pants.
It's not about chafing. It's about pressure on them over a period of time.
Oh, right.
Pressure on what?
The pants.
Yeah, well, of course. You can't shove too many potatoes into a sack or the sack busts.
Did you bring that up because his name's Chip?
I wish I had. How many potato gems can you shove into a pair of Lululemons before the Lululemons blow out?
Oh, that'd be a good stunt.
We should ask Fief to do it.
We could.
That's
we
right.
saw them this morning.
Yes,
well, we
they
saw
ducked
Bev.
Around.
We saw Bev.
They were doing
The Moomba.
The Moomba Parade, which in our part of the world, Melbourne, is a traditional parade that takes place annually. And it has a king and queen who this year were Peter Hellier and
Emma Memma.
And that was cancelled due to extreme heat. And so Fev and Rick got them in. Got them in to do the parade here.
Which I loved.
Yeah. I thought it was very fun.
And it was a surprise.
Mm. Yeah, it was lovely.
It's not what you said when you heard the audio, though.
Yes, I did. I heard it.
She loved it.
Okay. It's not how I remember it.
You'll love this. Hi, all. Love the show. It's from East Lakes One. My stepdaughter came home with dried pears. She didn't like them. I did. And then they've sent through a photo of Barossa dried pears.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Gee, well, that looks like
pears.
Oh, that doesn't look like a pear to me.
No. Matthew was here. We could ask him what he thinks it is.
Pastits.
He wouldn't have a clue.
Does it look like pastits?
It does look like pastits.
Really does look pastits-ish.
Yeah.
Would you tolerate that pear, William?
I prefer them when they've got a bit more juice. Rather than dry.
That is a very dried pear.
Yeah. It wouldn't worry me, mate. I'll be straight in there. I'd eat that bag of pears.
That's a triple M pear.
What? Oh, pears.
We had some troubling teacher stories.
Oh, yeah.
Amy, when I was in primary school, late 80s, the PE teacher used to have sit on his lap at every opportunity.
Oh, no.
School assemblies, classes, etc.
What in hell?
And apparently he's still.
We didn't have to name her. What if she has trauma? You just said it again.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should beep her name.
I think so.
Oh, no, Matthew.
DC?
Who did we? Oh, yeah, Timmy pointing out that compromisation is not a word. Pad, 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 pad.
I'm padding. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is a guest at the airport lounge.
Oh, this is okay. Fun. Yeah.
This is one of Troy's gifts.
Yeah. I'll switch on.
Geez, I'll be impressed if you get this one.
Oh, he probably will. He's been in most of them.
No,
been
this, a one, couple, this will be tough. So there's just some food he received, and then here is the lounge itself. This is from Reed. G'day, throbbing Rodus Maximus. Get Troy to guess this location.
I think we've had this one before.
It's very...
Okay, well, this one's in America.
Yes, well done. How did you pick that?
Because there's an American Airlines plane there out on the apron, and it's a domestic aircraft, so it has to be in America.
Wow. Yeah.
I'd say I haven't been in that one.
He's done well from the start.
Absolutely good
start.
Incredible. Yeah.
I think that might be the American Airlines Admiral's Lounge, maybe in L.A.,
No, but it is American Airlines, their flagship lounge in Chicago.
Chicago!
Which is their home base.
Very disappointing lounge.
Looks like a cafeteria at a school.
Like a truck stop.
We're spoilt in Australia.
We really are.
Are we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of Asian and Middle Eastern airline lounges are much better than that.
Right.
I was not aware.
And
it's pretty basic.
What is this? Is that the door to the elevator? Like, what is this weird little area? Or a window?
I might be maybe it's a private booth or something. You can go and have a phone call there.
Perhaps.
Like a meeting room that we have here.
Perhaps.
Brad says back in primary school, year six, a substitute teacher got the shits with the kids that were not listening to her.
Yeah.
She pulled a bin into the middle of the room and proceeded to make us line up and tear up our art projects we'd been working on for 6 weeks into pieces and throw them in the bin.
Oh, she's lost her
mind. That's not her fault. She reckon fired she's been pushed. Day. To the very edge.
Oh, by
she's
the students.
Full.
No. There was a substitute teacher at my school, and this wasn't my class, and I'm not ever going to take responsibility for it. I'll always take responsibility for the teachers I made cry. Not this one.
And you made more than one teacher cry?
Not just one. I don't know what his actual name was, but this homeroom kept calling him Mr. Boing. Oh, I do remember what his name was. Kind of similar to that. Because they thought through his pants you could see... bulge.
Right. Sure. Sure.
So they'd be like, Mr. Boing, Mr. Blah, blah. Anyway, after 5 days, he had an absolute gutful and cracked it, cried, and left and never returned.
Wow. That unstable.
But also,
it's amazing who they put in a classroom.
We had some real assholes at our year level, like absolute assholes.
Yeah. Oh, that's mean. I hate seeing teachers.
It was really mean. They're just human.
Why did you make the other one cry?
Yeah, what happened there?
This was the Hyman lady.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she was just, I don't know, I was a chatterbox, obviously.
Really?
And then she said again, I don't know if I should even tell this. It was really quite bad.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to.
Keep yourself tidy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name her.
No.
She goes at one point, she goes, Lauren? She goes, I do think you have ADHD. Like screamed it across the room. And I was like, oh my God, how dare you? Clearly I do. and then the next day, everyone was hounding her. They were like, I really don't think you should have said that to Lauren. Like that was out of line. And then she started crying through her handbag across the room and said, I can't effing take this anymore. Screamed, cried. And then I was like, oh, it's okay. Like,
what a power play. What an absolute power play. Went out and comforted her.
I did. I went and comforted her in front of the class and I was like, guys,
please.
It's okay. It's all right.
Be nice.
Please. Did you show the guys your hymen?
Yeah.
Good result.
A lot of change is happening.
The ghost of Matthew.
Funny.
All right, fingers. Get in touch with us anytime through Insta at Marty Shugold Show. We will chat to you next time from Triple M, who's hosting ACA tonight.
Matthew.
Oh, I wonder.
I think it's Matthew.
Barack Obama.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Frank from National Walker. Tiles.
Frankie.
Frank.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.